This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In a major political development in Nagaland, all seven legislators of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, have joined ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, raising the NDPP strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and senior NDPP leader K.G. Kenye informed media last evening that the NCP MLAs had submitted their merger application to the Assembly Speaker, who formally accepted it. Mr. Kenye said the move strengthens Chief Minister Nephew Rio's leadership and aligns the legislators with a state-centric party that is better positioned to address local issues. He cited constraints within the NCP's national structure as a key factor behind the decision. As a demonstration of India's steadfast commitment to eradicating terrorism, seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule, which is currently on a visit to Ethiopia, held an interaction and discussion with top Ethiopian lawmakers, dignitaries and African Union Commission. During the meetings, the delegation members underscored the continued threat of cross-border terrorism and deliberate attempts to sow social discord in India. The Ethiopian side emphasized its own zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and condemned the terrorist act committed on the 22nd of April against innocent citizens. They also had an interaction with the Indian diaspora in Ethiopia. Addressing the diaspora, NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule said that the priority is given to the country first, followed by the state, then the party, and finally our family.
So within 10 days, every delegation will go. The outreach program is about 4 to 5 countries. You will try and reach out to as many people as possible, give them facts and figures of what really happened in Pahalgam. And this outreach program is not just to put up a fight against anybody. The fight is not against any individual. It is against terrorism.
Another all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has arrived in London after completing their visit to France, Italy and Denmark. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad said that the delegation will maintain the stand effectively there. He added that they are confident that they would receive the support there as well, just as they did in previous 3 countries. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan is not merely a government scheme, but a public movement, providing valuable information to farmers. Interacting with legislators from various states virtually, Mr. Chauhan urged the legislators to encourage farmers to interact with scientists and participate in training programs with the objective focused on lower costs, higher yields, sustainable agriculture and profitable farming. Mr. Chauhan noted that the core mantra is One Nation, One Agriculture, One Team, which will bring together the stakeholders and lead India towards Viksit Bharat 2047.
विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित खेती और समृद्ध किसान और इसलिए हमने तय किया उत्पादन बढ़ाना है लागत घटाना है उत्पादन के ठीक दाम देना है मार्केट रेट और एमएसपी के रेट के बीच का अंतर किसान के खाते में डाल दो ताकि किसान के नुकसान की भरपाई हो जाए.
Miss Thailand Opar Sushatha Chuangsri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad last night. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness.
I would love to continue on my purpose, which is breast cancer, and have more awareness in the cause that I'm standing up for. So I believe that with the Miss World title in the future, I could definitely make more impact and also helping other projects that are in need as well. It's the most honorable success I've ever had in my life.
On to some sports news. In IPL T20, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The winner of tonight's match will meet Bengaluru in the final on Tuesday at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.